Wednesday, the 14th of June, sees a new event taking place for RNIB Connectors. What is Connect? Well, it gives service users, members of the public, volunteers the chance to get even more involved in the work and the direction of the UK's leading sight loss charity. And if you'd like to get a bit more involved in campaigning, then we've got some news for you about this particular event. Now, we have with us Lindsay Coyle to tell us more. Lindsay, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much.
So tell me first of all about the event itself, Lindsay. What are you hoping people will get from this?
It's really aimed at anybody who is new to campaigning. So we're really going to talk a bit about how to engage with your local MP, how to engage with your local council, what kind of issues they can help you with. So whether it's kind of cars parked on pavements where you live, bins or other obstacles and on the pavements, lack of access to crossings, or whether you might have concerns about bigger issues such as the NHS or changes in welfare reform. It's really an introduction to, I guess, how to make your voice heard at local level and how to work with other people and really share ideas, experiences and kind of how to change things where you live, essentially.
Now, RNIB has a very strong and very successful campaigns team, but is that supported and even bolstered by, you know, people giving their own stories and being able to tell it to the people that matter?
It's hugely important, actually, and I think it's far more powerful than us just going in as RNIB. As an example, we did an event with a local MP and a local hospital aiming to get more sight loss advisors in hospitals. The MP came along, she heard from patients, heard from hospital staff around the experiences somebody had when they'd first lost their sight. The following week, she went back to Parliament and actually asked a question of the Minister for Health at that time. So it really can have a massive impact. Certainly, that's a national example. Locally, we've had campaigners who've invited their MPs on blindfold walks. We've got local campaigners have just signed off or helped to get signed off street charters in areas like Liverpool and Oldham, where the council commits to keeping the streets clearer and safer. So certainly, both locally and nationally, having blind and partially sighted people tell their own story to decision makers, I can't tell you how powerful that is. It really makes a huge impact.
And you don't have to be, as you say, Lindsay, an experienced campaigner, do you?
The more the merrier. If you knew, want to get a bit more involved, thinking about, well, what's the impact that Brexit's going to have on people that are blind and partially sighted, welfare changes, if there are concerns in your local area where you live, it might be something as small as access to your local cinema or in local restaurants or just getting around safely, getting on and off trains, getting assistance and that kind of thing. So it's for anybody who just might have concerns about particular issues and wants to get a bit more involved. We have lots of people on hand to help. So I work with a team of amazing volunteers across the Northwest who are all very experienced campaigners. So we can link you in with lots of support and have a bit of fun with it as well. It's not all about being kind of just about being loud and angry and you know, making your voice heard. It's actually about enjoying things and actually seeing the impact you can have on the lives of other blind and partially sighted people.
Although campaigning is UK-wide and there will be other events, this particular one is in the Northwest?
It's in the Northwest and we're going to hold it in Manchester on the 14th of June. So it'll be a full day. We will provide lunch and everything else as well. So, and it's just really a chance to kind of meet people from across the region. And actually, anybody else might want to come from outside the region even. Anybody's welcome just to come along, meet people. As I said, we'll talk a bit about MPs, councils, how what makes a successful campaign, and just generally how you can work alongside us and alongside other blind and partially sighted people to make changes where you live.
Fantastic. So, Lindsay, if people are interested in coming along to the event or they would like some more information, how do they get in touch?
Best to contact me directly. My number is 0151 702 5726, or you can email the campaigns team, which is campaign@rnib.org.uk, and we can make arrangements from there.
Lindsay, best of luck with the event. Let's hope more people do get on board and help out with the campaigning, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's great. Thank you very much.